This world seems to be full of crazed individuals trying to pack more and more into their day. And the temptation for me is to be one of those crazy people. The more technology we have and the more connected we become, the more we want to just cram more and more into our day. Case in point, I started preparing this devotional around 3:30 the other morning. Okay, I'm a morning person, always have been. But the temptation for me would be to start really early every morning and then go full steam all day, day after day, to the point where I end up burning out. And I do generally work a 60-plus hour week because I love doing what I do. So how do I stop myself from burning out? That's an important question, because even when you love what you do, long hours of intense activity can drain the life out of you. So here's a tip from someone who lives in the midst of this manic maelstrom. Are you ready? Sometimes, in fact, on a regular basis, you have to waste a little time too. Even with a to-do list longer than my arm, some days there needs to be a half hour to have coffee with a friend, or lunch with my wife, or the odd afternoon off just because I can and I need to, or watching a rerun of one of my favourite TV shows at night just because I felt like it. These little time wasters, they're like an oasis in the desert. Those moments of pausing from the madness are like food for the soul. They restore some sanity and balance back into your life. Mark chapter 6, verse 31. Jesus and his followers were in a very busy place. There were so many people that he and his followers didn't have time to eat. He said to them, "Come with me. We'll go to a quiet place to be alone. There, we'll get some rest." What's the matter with us that we imagine that somehow God put us on this earth just to finish off our to-do list? Unless you take some time out to rest on a regular basis, you're going to burn out. So please, waste a little time from time to time. That's God's word, fresh for you today.